Good morning. God came to Jonah. God said, I want you to get up. I want you to go to Nineveh. It's a pretty wicked city, and I can't stand it anymore. They need to hear from one of my prophets. So Jonah got up, just as God said. But instead of making his way to Nineveh, he turned the opposite direction and fled. He had no intention of going to Nineveh. Instead, he ran the other way, fleeing God and fleeing God's call. Several folks had said to me, you know, you should really think about seminary. You have such a great presence up front at church. Maybe you should think about being a pastor. Maybe that's something God's calling you to. I usually smiled and said thank you, and that I'd think about it. But almost immediately, I would disregard the notion. No, I thought, pastors are, I don't know, they're noble. They're inspiring, intelligent, they're self-sacrificial. The list goes on about what pastors are or what they should be. That's not really me. I don't really fit that model. I don't know that I would say I ran the other direction, but I certainly didn't head in the direction of God's call. Was it really God's call anyway? Wasn't it just some of the thoughts of a few people? Jonah found a ship to board, and he paid his fare. He was getting as far away from Nineveh and God as he could. He probably knew as a good Jew that he couldn't escape from God. Where can I flee from your presence? Where can I go that you will not find me? But maybe Jonah could get far enough away from Nineveh that God wouldn't ask him to go there. Maybe God would find someone else to do the job. Then came the storm, and Jonah continued to flee. He went below deck, and he fell asleep. He just wanted to get away. Isn't there comfort in just going to sleep sometimes? When you just want to get away? When everything that you thought was going to happen is not happening the way you had hoped? Well, eventually Jonah wakes up and realizes that he has to face the storm. But instead of deciding to follow God's call, the initial call, he makes a different decision. And the decision seems pretty gracious and merciful. Jonah tells the sailors, "Send me overboard." Now, there might be two reasons for this decision. One could be the merciful, gracious one. Jonah truly cares for the well-being of the sailors, and he figures that his self-sacrifice will ensure their safety. So maybe Jonah thought, okay, God, I might not be doing exactly what you asked, but I'm still doing good. I'm still taking care of people. I'm still following some of the other commands that you've given in life. So Jonah might think, I'm doing the noble thing. Well, at the same time, Jonah's also refusing God's call. He would rather take his chances at the open sea than respond to God's leading, so he let himself be thrown overboard where he could keep running. Metaphorically, that is. I found myself feeling adrift after coming back from college. I was working and doing various other things that I really enjoyed, like coaching high school sports, serving as a youth sponsor at the church. I didn't really feel like I was running away from God. I was just unsure of what God wanted me to do. Yeah, some people had talked about pastoring, but that wasn't really God's call, was it? It didn't really make sense. So I continued to do what was right, what I thought was right and what was noble. I served the church, I lived a relatively good life. But something was missing. I didn't have clear direction. And that's something I prayed for pretty regularly. When Becky and I got married, I thought I had some more direction. But initially, Becky was the one following her call while I followed Becky. Again, someone told me, "You should go to seminary." Again, I walked a different path from that one. Jonah was miserable. He was in the depths, in the belly of the fish. I was thinking this week I could liken it to being stuck in a room with the TV on and nothing but political ads. That makes me want to go to sleep for a very long time. In the depths, in the belly of the fish, he realized that he couldn't get away from God's call. He prays to God. He commits to follow God's call. Then the fish releases him. When God calls again, and God calls again, Jonah accepts the call. He goes to Nineveh instead of the other direction. And amazingly, what God calls for comes true. Jonah preaches repentance for the Ninevites. They had turned away from God. He preaches God's call to them to turn back to him. The king of Nineveh repents and leads the rest of the city to repent. God's will was done. I spent most of a year, again, trying to figure out what God's call was for me. And when it was finally made clear, it was a little embarrassing. It was embarrassing for me to learn that it was that call that I had been hearing before, but had been ignoring or passing off. I was working as a mentor for youth with behavioral issues. And I saw that in my work, while it was helpful, I was unfortunately just repairing some surface damage. I wanted to be able to help in a more comprehensive way. I wanted to help families and young people to communicate better together, to live healthier lives. So I thought about it. How could I have more of an impact on young people and families? What vocation would allow me to connect with people in a more holistic way? And at that point, God and I said, "Duh," at the same time. And then when I finally followed that call and entered seminary, I was overwhelmed by the confirmation I had. From day one, I knew that that was where I was supposed to be, where God wanted me. God's will be done. So Jonah's story and my story are not exact parallels. In fact, you could probably say they're nothing alike. But I hope that in either of these stories, you can find something that resonates with you. Some of you may have had a clear call from God and responded in a number of ways. And as I spent time with Jonah's story the last couple weeks, a couple important things came to mind that I want to highlight. The first is that God's call comes in various ways. Sometimes it's very, very clear. Occasionally it comes through other people. And in my case, it comes even more clearly after some personal time of reflection and asking questions. And sometimes it might take a while for that call to become clear. And what's lovely about the book of Jonah is it ends with a question. So in this time, I'll probably just end with some questions. Sorry if you were hoping for me to pound my fist and tell you what to do, but I'm going to follow the path of the book of Jonah. How is God calling you? Pretty directly, through other people, through worship. Another important thing of note is that God is present and persistent no matter how we respond. The prophets all through the Old Testament had various ways of responding. Some argued. Jeremiah said, I'm too young. Some prophets got up and did exactly what God said. As far as I know, Jonah's the only one who gets up, doesn't say a word, turns the other direction and run. Probably the worst response one could give to God. I think if I were asking someone to do something for me, I'd rather them disagree with me than just turn around and run the other direction. So we can respond in various ways. We might respond right away in following God's call. We might drag our heels. We might ask a lot of questions. Jonah did probably the worst thing that you could do to God's call, and yet God stayed with him through his whole experience. Jonah turned his back on God, but God did not do the same to Jonah. Do you sense God's presence with you still as you respond in various ways to God's call? The final point I want to make is that sometimes it's hard to take, but it's likely that many times God's call isn't ultimately about me. That's certainly the case of Jonah. That was part of Jonah's problem. That's what he missed. He knew God would be merciful to Nineveh, and he didn't like it. God made it clear that he cared for the people of Nineveh and wanted to see them redeemed. So God's call on Jonah wasn't about Jonah, it was about Nineveh. I had this image of a pastor that I thought had to make perfect sense. It had to fit just right in my mind for me to say okay. And I had to realize that God's call wasn't about me and the position of pastor. It was about all of you. It was about my neighbors. It was about anyone I come in contact with for whom God has a message of redemption and salvation. Have you been missing the bigger picture in God's call? How is God calling you? What is God's call? Is God still with you, even as you respond in different ways? And have you been missing the bigger picture of God's call?
Well, as most of you know, I was called a year ago to go to Colorado, and I said yes right away. And I was so excited. I felt at peace about my decision, and it was great. Earlier in the week of my decision, I had wanted to scream and throw a fit in the middle of town where everyone could see me. And then I had my whoa moment when I knew what God wanted me to do. And I wanted to dance and sing where everyone could see me. And then I got accepted to Colorado just a few hours before I found out that my dad had a stroke. And that was really hard. I believe that God was testing me and asking me if I still trusted him enough to go, and I did. And I'm really glad I went to Colorado and that God called me there. But then towards the end, and when I got here back home, I had stopped talking to God as much as I usually did. I was focused on saying goodbye and everything else. And saying goodbye to my coworkers and clients, it hurt. And I was scared to give myself back to God because I was scared of what he was going to have me do next. In a way, I was running from God. I wasn't ready at all to let him have me again. And I would occasionally cry because I wanted to, but I just couldn't and it hurt inside. And at that time, I felt that if God asked me to go somewhere else, I would have ran like Jonah did and probably tried to ignore it. Talking to a few people about my problem and counseling a week at Camp Minuska helped me so much. I got much needed time with God, and it was much easier at that time to pray and worship and just be with him while out there without any other distractions besides the kids. So it took me a good month to give myself back again. And as soon as I said, God, you can have all of me again, do with me what you want, without any hesitation, I felt so much better like the second it came out of my mouth. And I believe that he wants you back if you're lost or you're run from him, and he'll take you back so quickly. I thought I was going to like be a slow process. I'd have to like make it right before I would feel better, but I didn't. I don't know if I will say yes right away again like I did before, but I won't run if he called me to do something else. And I believe that God is always pursuing each and every one of us, but it's our choice to acknowledge his presence. I, from experience, can say that I got pretty messed up since I forgot or didn't pay attention to the fact that God wants to be a constant part of my life. So I will do my best not to ignore him anymore.